Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into another episode of Prep Rally, a production of the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. It's a podcast, it's a webcast, and welcome in on this Wednesday. It's the 24th of February. I'm Brad Locke, along with Gene Phelps. Gene, how's it going?
It's good. I'm trying to position myself here. My left knee is actually bumping into a drawer.
We've got to get a better desk in here. That's what we got to work with right now. I know you don't want to get too close to me over here.
I'm as close as I can get.
y'all can follow us on Twitter. Need to remind you about that, at DJournal Preps. And, of course, you can listen to this a number of ways, iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. Gene, it's playoff time. Playoff time in basketball.
It is. Playoff time. It's almost baseball season, too. That's why I'm wearing a short-sleeve shirt today, just hoping.
Yeah, well, the weather's not cooperating with you there, Gene. Not today, anyway.
It was spitting a little sleet today when I was coming to work.
Good grief. It's ridiculous. baseball actually is starting up for high schools, but it's all basketball today because, again, state tournament, we're smack in the middle of it. It got kicked off on Monday with the girls. Most of them played Monday. Few played last night, and then of course the boys got going last night. Some of them will play tonight. Weather messing with the schedule a little bit.
Down south, middle of the state, through Louisville in that area. So,
let's start with the guys, Gene. Just a few games going to highlight here on Prep Rally. Games we covered. Start with Tupelo, Gene. They beat Olive Branch. Close one, 68-65 was the final. Jet Johnson, I remember reading about him during football season. A good linebacker. He had a big shot, big three-point play with, 4 seconds left. Broke the tie and won the game.
That's what I was reading. Jet's a really fine athlete. He's a sophomore. Had a great season. Had 150-plus tackles for Tupelo's football team, linebacker. And he's really just a he's got a little finesse for a big guy, and also he's very powerful. And I saw where he had a putback last night, got fouled, 3-point play, which wound up being the winning margin. Yeah. And, at this time of the year, it's survive and advance. Doesn't matter how pretty it is or what you do. You just win and go to the next one.
That's it. And Trey Jenkins with a big game, as you'd expect for Tupelo, 22 points. T. Braden Bishop, he tweeted a day or two ago that Jenkins, he figures, is a legit candidate for Daily Journal Player of the Year. I would agree with that, wouldn't you?
He's right there.
Yeah,
he's right there.
I'm not going to give anything
away. I'm not going to hand it to him right now, but he's right there.
Yeah, so he had a good game. Again, this is the 6A playoffs. Tupelo advancing with the 3-point win over Olive Branch. Shannon had an area matchup, two area teams in 4A, Shannon and New Albany, and the Red Raiders with the win, 82-70. They got it done defensively with 19 forced turnovers, and CJ Brim, we've talked about him before, Gene, he had 31 points. 22 of those came in the paint, and he's a guard, but he got into the paint with some drives, some layups, and really just kind of sliced up the New Albany defense, Gene, which is kind of what he does pretty well.
Yeah, Cedric Brim's team, that's his son, CJ. That team's very talented. Got to the state tournament last year. They're one win from getting there again this year. I wasn't surprised. New Albany's been one of the teams that's gotten better and better as the year's gone on.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised at the score, a 12-point win. But, when Shannon, this Shannon team, we considered our last regular season rankings had Corinth, number one boys team, over Tupelo because they beat Tupelo in the final regular season game.
Right.
So I had to put Corinth first. But 3 days before that, Shannon went up to Corinth and beat Corinth by 1 point. So, but they had lost to Corinth earlier in the year at Shannon by 20 points. Yeah. So when the Shannon team that can really play shows up, you have wins like they had last night.
And lit up the scoreboard, 82 points. Miles Washington in the losing effort for New Albany had a good game as well, should note. He had 32 points to lead all scorers in that game. Sticking with 4A real quick, Ripley edging out Itawamba AHS 60-59. Marquilius Edgiston had 15 points. Cole Rogers came off the bench. He had 14. Ripley had 7 three-pointers that they hit. Kedrick Story did a good job covering that for us in today's journal. That's in 4A as well.
Yes. Right. Look at Brad keeping up with that 4A. We don't know who Ripley's going to play yet. Like Brad was saying, there's a lot of games that haven't been played that will affect the pairings for this second round. And of course, if you win, if you're the boys and you win Saturday or your girls and win Friday, you go to Jackson next week the quarterfinals.
Because it's a new format. In fact, let's touch on that real quick, Gene, so people who don't maybe – who maybe aren't familiar with the format now, what's kind of the setup?
Well, it's like let's show them here. I don't know if you can see it or not, but
the camera's up there.
Just stay on the mic, and I'll hold it up for you. It's like an NCAA bracket.
See, it's a bracket. See that?
Yeah, it's an NCAA bracket.
There you go.
Kind of, you know, and you've got quadrants, and you already know who you might play if you advance, and they've got it paired up with North and South.
Right.
So when you get to the state quarterfinals, if you're lucky enough to make it or earn your way there, you'll play a team from the South, and you kind of have an idea of who that might be. And so a lot of coaches before the tournaments begin, they start looking at the brackets and seeing what divisions are playing who down South. And they're going, "Ooh, we don't want to get against so-and-so.
Sure.
We're in the opposite bracket of, we wouldn't have to play them until we made the finals or something like that." So yeah, it's really a neat, you don't have the North and South state. And I believe we talked about that last week anymore, the old North half.
It's
first round of the state tournament, second round of the state tournament, or as I called them, the North bracket the other day of the state tournament. And that's the only time you would use North, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. 2A real quick. You were at this game last night, Gene. Kahoma AHS and Ingomar, and Kahoma with the win, 69-56. In your story, you noted, Gene, that tie game at halftime, Kahoma comes out, starts pressing, which was a bit of a calculated risk because of the foul trouble, I guess.
They were in foul trouble. They had at least three starters. They had three fouls. And they didn't have a deep bench. I think they only had about 8-9 players. And but the coach told me after the game that they had to do something. They wanted to control the tempo, and it's like Jonathan Ashley said, we just weren't long or athletic enough to really handle their press. They got some turnovers. They got some, and if they could get a turnover and go to the goal in transition, they would do that. But if it was a turnover and they had to dribble, they would dribble out and run kind of a spread, four corner and go weave it in and out. They'll go into the post and back out to the perimeter and then look for backdoor cuts. And they were successful and they built a pretty nice lead. But next thing you know, it was essentially over.
And Cardarius Gilliam had a big game for Kahoma. He had 29 points, 23 of those in the second half. So I'm assuming he's was the big beneficiary of the press and the turnovers.
He was, and he had some turnovers and took it to the rack immediately. And then he also was the guy on all the backdoor cuts.
And I want to take a moment to talk about a scary moment there. Ingomar's John Brooks Almond suffered an injury and had to go to the hospital, I think in Memphis, wasn't it, Gene?
Yeah, and if you know John Brooks, you're not surprised that he may have gotten hurt because this guy hustles and dives for every loose ball. And he's running into me a couple of times, falling at my feet and things. He's a real hustler. He's kind of like a six man that comes off the bench to give Ingomar some guard depth and give him some hustle. He was going after a guy was going up for a layup, and John Almond and another player both went up to attempt to try to slap the ball away. They both kind of fell into the mat behind the goal.
Then
I didn't see it. I was watching the other guy's collision with the mat. It was a little more violent, I thought. And John Brooks, he hit the came back and hit a chair that was there. They have chairs at Ingomar on the baseline where people watch the game. And hit his neck. Update on him. He's at Le Bonheur in Memphis where they took him last night after getting him checked there in New Albany. The MRI didn't show any problems with his spine. There are some concerns about his neck. So they're keeping him for observation and they're clearing everything, checking that neck out, making sure there's not some kind of damage.
Okay. Well, our thoughts and best wishes to John Brooks Allman there of Ingomar, and hope he comes out of that okay. Gene, we mentioned some games tonight, so we don't know all the matchups for the next round of the boys. But what we do know, what are a couple matchups that stand out for this coming weekend?
For this weekend, let's go through here. Pontotoc's boys go to Gentry.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, you want to see Pontotoc do well. They've got a good team. They're one of those teams that sometimes they play really well and other nights they struggle. We do know that they are going. We don't know who Shannon or Ripley or Corinth's going to play. In 5A, we know Saltillo goes to Ridgeland. Ridgeland played in the championship game last year, tournament. Yeah. So that's Craig Lauderdale at Saltillo. They've done a great job this year getting that team back focused and winning again. And, you know, they're going to have a tough task. If they get to the state tournament, they will have earned it.
Yeah.
From what I understand, Tupelo Hives, we all know, moves on down, plays at Murrah. Murrah got a first round bye. I saw Murrah play in the Martin Luther King weekend or day tournament down in Jackson against Oxford. They're very athletic, very quick. Tupelo's athletic and quick too, but Murrah's, it's going to be a great game. I think it'll be one of those 3-point games. In 1A boys, you got West Union has qualified. We don't know who they're playing. Simmons and Smith will play tonight.
Okay.
Winner of that game will play them. Biggersville goes to Shaw. Myrtle plays at Hulka. Good area matchup.
Get the Hobson kid from Hulka. Myrtle's always got a good team.
Madaris Hobson. Coahoma County comes to Calhoun City. Now, here's one everybody should go. It's going to be a tough task. Oklahoma and Calhoun City have battled all year in their division.
Right.
Oklahoma, there's not a grain of salt between them. Oklahoma goes to undefeated West Tallahatchie. So if Oklahoma makes it to Jackson, they will have earned it.
No doubt.
Winona plays at Baldwin. I know a lot of people are interested in the Bearcats. I don't know anything about Winona. I haven't had time to do any homework on them. I know Aberdeen plays at Holly Springs. And another game of interest in the matchup set in 3A is Boonville playing at Morville.
Yeah, Morville making another run at it.
Yeah, beat a Mandelsey last night.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe on the road, and they will host Boonville Saturday.
And they beat Boonville, they'll go to Jackson for the second straight year. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow. Who'd have thunk it? Morville basketball making some noise again. Good for them. And you can check out more results and box scores in today's journal on page 2B from all the games from last night. Had some girls games Monday. Most of them played Monday. Did have a couple last night. And Ingemar's girls happened to play last night. So I guess you got to see them as well against Oklahoma. They blew them away.
They ran the clock in the second half. That was a good thing.
Running clock, yeah.
Ingemar's girls have a good team.
This is a team that did beat Tupelo early on, didn't they?
Yeah. And they were trying. My wife actually wondered, she was sitting next to me, why is he keeping his starters in? I said, well, he's working on things.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You can't take everybody out. You're in the playoffs now. You need to make sure all your plays are going to work and all that. And he was also concerned, Trent Adair, the coach. I mean, you're concerned about injuries to good players, but you also – want to run plays. They weren't trying to run up the score. They were just trying to make sure. Working on plays against the press and setting up plays for scoring and going inside. And so, but anyway, I don't think games like that really do you much good. Other than maybe get a player hurt. I saw Tan White get hurt in a game like that one year for Tupelo High, sprained an ankle
and kind of
affected her the rest of the postseason. But,
Lauren Thompson had 19 points for the Lady Falcons in that blowout win. Again, that was last night. Ingemar over Coma AHS. Tupelo's girls saw their season come to an end against Olive Branch, 75-46 on Monday. Had 16 first-half turnovers. I mean, this is a young squad, Gene. No seniors.
You
imagine they'll be back.
Yeah, we talked about teams that are having up-and-down years. And, this is the Tupelo team that beat Boonville, which was our final regular season number one-ranked team.
Yeah.
23-1, a favorite to win maybe the state championship in Class 3A. And they just those turnovers, they got behind and they weren't really making any outside shots. And that game was really over by halftime.
Yeah. A couple of other games of note from Monday on the girls' side. Pontotoc defeated Ripley 59-32. Pontotoc shooting 48% from the floor. Out-rebounded Ripley 38-16. So that's a solid first-round win because Ripley's not a bad team, Gene.
No, and Bill Russell does a good job. And they had struggled late in the year.
I
think they'd lost two or three games down the stretch. Lost, Corinth won that division and beat Pontotoc and beat Itawamba. AHS. And so, anyway, good win for Bill Russell. I'm going to look real quick and see who they're going to play in 4A. I know they've got to go on the road. and they go to Gentry.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know. I hadn't had time to look. At one time, Gentry was a power. I don't know if they're still a power.
I remember covering a game at Gentry when Pontotoc, D'Amber Johnson was still playing for Pontotoc. Pontotoc went to Gentry and lost a close game down there. Yeah. They're usually pretty good. Most years.
So again, they make it to Jackson, they will have earned it.
No doubt. Another game of note. This was a good one. Lafayette defeated Shannon 43-41 on Monday. Shelby Buford hit a couple of free throws with 9 seconds left to win it for the Lady Commodores, and Buford finished with 16 points in that win for Lafayette. So looking ahead to the next round, Gene, again, so just some key matchups that you're looking at on the girls' side.
In 1A, we've got Hamilton plays at West Union.
Okay.
I know West Union's without one of their star players. Grayson Connolly had a knee injury, and she's out for the year. She was hurt last week. That's a big blow to them.
Yeah.
Any win they can get from here on out. At one time, I thought maybe they had a shot at winning the state championship. If they can do it now, they will have really done something, because Grayson kind of gives them that outside threat.
Yeah.
And she was averaging about 10 to 12 points a game, and she's a senior too.
Yeah.
So that was a big blow for them. Myrtle plays at Vardaman. Pine Grove plays at Shaw. That's Katie Bates at Pine Grove.
Yep.
She just wins wherever she goes. Biggersville's hosting Coldwater. And Wes Bolivar plays at Ingomar in 2A. That's Rosedale. I don't know a lot about them yet.
Yeah.
I hadn't had a chance to look at them. I know just looking, East Webster plays West Tallahatchie in a rematch of the state championship game last year. I was going to say last night. I have a story running tomorrow on a talk with Michael Seeger, the coach, the first-year coach at East Webster. And while on paper it's a rematch of the championship, West Tally has all their players back from last year, and East Webster had one starter back.
Wow.
So it'll be a new East Webster team on the floor, but they've won 21 games this year. So
East Webster, they've had – a little bit of turnover with their coaches for various reasons, but every year that it seems like they're in the mix somehow.
New site's in the mix, but girls in 3A, but they've got to go to Velma Jackson. And I saw Velma Jackson play earlier this year down in Ackerman in that annual tournament down there, and they beat West Union pretty handedly. And West Union was at full strength at that time. Boonville hosts Humphreys County, as I mentioned earlier. Boonville's our number one team at the end of the regular season.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how that matchup turns out. Looking at 4A, Carnt's still alive, and they'll host Cleveland. And, of course, Leak Central plays at Lafayette. And, of course, we mentioned Pontotoc playing at Gentry. In 5A, we've got the Oxford and West Point girls, and they'll be playing. Oxford hosts Vicksburg, and West Point goes to Jackson Lanier. And of course, 6A, we don't have anybody.
Yep, Tupelo got knocked out. And so there you go. Some key matchups coming up here in the state tournament. Again, some games, boys' games tonight. So look for results on those in tomorrow's journal. Gene, it's now time for the athletes of the week, female and a male athlete. We do this every week here on Prep Rally. We, Pick a couple of kids who have had particularly outstanding performances the last few days. So who we got, Gene?
All right, we'll go with Jet Johnson for the male athlete.
There we go.
Big win. They had to have him make a play, and he happened to be the guy that made the play, and they advanced to the next round.
He's just a sophomore.
Yeah. Now, I picked a girl on a losing team. Briley Talley plays for Alcorn Central. They lost the other night in their playoff game. But she scored 23 points in the loss last week in the division tournament. She hit two free throws to help them beat Belmont. Oh. And the reason I pick her is because she's playing with a torn MCL and torn meniscus in her knee that she had suffered just the day before, and is playing with the brace and kind of like limping down the court. So
still doing that. Wow.
Incredible. I believe females tolerate pain a lot better than males do.
Oh yeah. I think so too.
but anyway, that's, just wanted to mention her, and I spoke to her the other night, and, I couldn't play with those kind of injuries. They said, can you play through the pain? And that's what you have to do.
I don't think I could get out of bed with those injuries. So congrats to Briley Talley of Alcorn Central and Jet Johnson of Tupelo, our Prep Rally Athletes of the Week. And that's it for today's episode, for this week's episode.
Y'all like to see that bracket.
Yeah, here's our bracket Gene's got for you. It looks very, very nicely done. You have good handwriting, Gene.
Thank you.
Anyway, so thanks for joining us again. You can follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. You can send us an email if you want. It's preprally@journalinc.com. You can listen on iTunes, your podcast app, or preprally.djournal.com. So follow Gene on Twitter. He's at Gene Phelps. He'll be updating any game that he's at. Again, who are you covering this week, Gene? Don't know yet. Okay. I know you're pulling JUCO duty tonight, aren't you?
I will. I'll be at ICC's women's game tonight playing the state semifinals. I might be there tomorrow night covering them if they make it to the finals. Friday, probably we'll go see Boonville's girls play. Okay. There's a pretty good chance I'll wind up going there. Saturday, it looks like I might be at Boonville at Morville. You can't pass up a good all-area.
Oh, the boys game?
Yeah, boys game.
Okay, well, good stuff. Follow me on Twitter if you like. It's at Brad Locke. And so that's it. Again, we'll be back next Wednesday and see where we are with the basketball. And until then, y'all have a good one.